So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
All right, so let's take you back to about 2012. I was around the age of 25 years old. It was when the mantra of the decade of downtown was freshly imprinted in everyone's mind. And I had just recently turned in my membership card to the San Antonio Haters Club. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, if you've ever grown up in a small town and vowed to leave one day and never look back, we like to think it's unique to San Antonio, but it's actually every small town in the United States. So all my friends had gone away for college and stayed gone. Some friends of mine in the hip-hop scene had moved to other cities to pursue careers in dance and music. I even followed suit only to have the money run out and have to make my way back to San Antonio. So while I was here, I got a job, got my own place, and got restless again to try and move back out. But before I did, I thought, let me just dig a little bit deeper, see what the city's all about. And if I could find nothing, no saving grace whatsoever, I'll go ahead and move, but haven't found that yet. And so I'm still here. So again, with the decade of downtown, I was following the downtown blog, courtesy of the San Antonio Express News, keeping up on the latest happenings with downtown. But I still felt like it wasn't telling the full story about what I wanted to tell and what I saw of San Antonio. So I started a blog about it. I called it Community at Large, Revisiting Culture in the 21st Century. I felt that my community was all over the place in San Antonio, and so I went on a mission to try and bring it all together through my own brand of journalism. Around that time, the editor-in-chief of the Express News had recently resigned his post and started his own site. He named it after himself. What was unique about them at that time was that they published mostly from freelance journalism and user submissions. So I thought, all right, here's my shot. I'll take a crack at it. You know, let me see what I can do. So introduced myself to the managing editor at the time. We exchanged ideas. I told her I wanted to write a story, actually about the Blue Star Art Silos, which used to reside all the way over there. They're luxury apartments now. What are you going to do? So I wanted to write a story about the graffiti heads at the time, the DJs that were spinning for the B-Boys, all the live art that was going on. I believe 17 silos total. I think they've probably kept about two or three, but the rest are restaurants and apartments, and so what are you going to do? So I crafted up a story and submitted it to them. They liked it. They published it only to have the thing slammed by the locally established arts community for reasons of their own. And I mean, the backlash was severe. Online, social media, everyone loves to just leave their comments, right? And also on the site itself. But throughout this process, my editors really fought for me like tigers in a lion's den throughout the process. And I really admired that, and I won't forget it. So after the dust settled, they assured me that the impact my words had made were enough for me to keep writing. So I landed my first journalism gig with them just a few months later on a city hall type assignment. It was the unveiling of the East Side Promise Zone neighborhood at the time. So I have to talk to the councilwoman, the mayor, the chief researcher, all people who I had no idea how to approach or anything like that, because I was basically out there without a net. Didn't know what a lead paragraph was, what the who, what, where, and why was. Fortunately, I knew somebody there who worked actually for the councilwoman at the time, so I got some quick pointers and walked right up to the councilwoman to ask my questions and got the usual standard replies that a politician would give to the press, you know. And so the mayor had finished his remarks, and he was halfway out the door, so I tried to meet up with him. And as soon as I did, I just stopped in my tracks because another reporter had already beat me to the punch. It was actually from Texas Public Radio. And so he's there like the consummate professional, right? He's got his notepad out. He's got his microphone. He's asking questions, and I'm just like, all right, I'd make some attempt to hold out my microphone and get a sound bite, right? Because, like, but at some point I felt like, well, these are his questions, so what am I doing? I got my story. I'm just going to go, you know? Like, because like, I didn't anticipate how aggressive and assertive you have to be as a journalist, because you got to get in there and get those questions for your own news site, right? Let alone, like, the competition that you got to decide. And you better hope that at least one of those two are questions of yours or original that he didn't ask them before you got in there. You know, so I didn't have any idea about how I was going to frame this into a story, so I got home and wrote it and somehow submitted it before midnight and awaited my editor's evaluation the next morning. So I submitted it and then proceeded to get raked over the coals by the publisher and managing editor for not knowing the basic tenets of the practice of journalism. You know, just didn't know it was my first time out there. Didn't get a whole lot of direction. Real fire and brimstone type attitude, right? So I make some edits and send it back. Get rejected again. Get raked over the coals again. You know, like, come on, Jaime, you need to pick it up, you know. So speaking of which, just picking it up. Put out another submission, and they didn't like it again, so they took matters into their own hands. They removed any aesthetic flourishes I thought I could get away with at the time. So the managing editor, fortunately, out of the kindness of her heart at the time, kind of slung her arm around my shoulder and said, it's going to be all right, mijo, it's okay, we like your work, but, you know, like, you just got to kind of, you just need a crash course in journalism, you know, and this was it. It was kind of like getting chewed out by your coach, you know, and the assistant coach comes over and it's like, hey, we have a great fight in the game, you know, we really need you out there, like, come on, we need you, you can do it, you can do it, you know, and so sure enough, I did it. A few months later, got the dream assignment for a public policy student, which I'm currently studying right now at San Antonio. The Urban Affairs Association was holding their 44th annual conference at the downtown Riverwalk in conjunction with UTSA College of Public Policy. And there were panels, lectures, plenaries. I don't even know what a plenary was. Small group discussions led by scholars, authors, journalists, and other community members at the time. I mean, I didn't even have, and this was the 3 days of this stuff. I was like floating on cloud nine, just like walking around and just digging it all and listening to everybody and taking notes and meeting people from the president emeritus of St. Mary's University to UTSA College of Public Policy. I mean, I was really just on a high and really finished out that article strong. And so I submitted that, and they didn't change a single word. I had made it. Thank you. I had made it. So I submitted that, was on a roll. Fast forward a few years later, and I found myself instructing a writing lab at a local literary center called Gemini, Inc. If you haven't checked it out, please stop by. It's right down the San Antonio. Shout-outs to those who might have been attending that lab in the house tonight. Also later that year, I got published by the San Antonio Express News on a quick 500-word op-ed on a brief history of streets and neighborhoods of San Antonio, and went right on a roll from there and got myself a poem published as well. So from starting out as a self-made blogger, which I was printing my own business cards, I even had a tagline, promoting cultural expression. Hey, dig that, right? To getting published by the fourth largest newspaper in Texas, to presenting for you now here at Worth Repeating. Thank you.